Myanmar's military regime is questioned. Christians reach out to the refugees. An outside Bible college offers an education for prison inmates. And a missions conference explores more than business as usual. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Myanmar's people, ruled by a military junta, face a scenario rapidly deteriorating. Operation Mobilization's Don Greenfield works with mercy teams there and says it's nothing short of ethnic cleansing for the hill tribes.
The people are a people without a country, so they have absolutely no rights to education, no right to medical care. They cannot move. The area that we're working in, we really felt a need to help the children with the education.
Greenfield says they'll be laying foundations for a bigger school as early as January 2007. The school addresses a need, and the people respond because...
Thailand doesn't want me. Burma doesn't want me. Who does want me? And when they hear the good news that God wants them, God thinks they're special, that He thinks they're unique, is an amazing message to a person who's so oppressed.
Next, Buckner Orphan Care International and Mission Network News are plowing new fields for the gospel. Greg Yoder reports from Russia.
2,000 shoes were prayers were answered. The 22,000 shoes were released by the Humanitarian Aid Committee in Moscow. But in the meantime, our team has been breaking new ground for Buckner in areas far away from St. Petersburg. Buckner's Amy Norton.
These are orphanages that no one has really been into before with groups, and it's certainly the first time we've been in, and for many of these children, it's the first time they've been exposed to the gospel.
The shoes are what makes the ministry possible. However, it can't happen without people. Norton says $100 a month can support a follow-up team member.
Having the salaries for the staff, the transportation to get here, the supplies that they need is all a funding issue. And of course, the more staff we can add, the more children hear the gospel. So we would really love to have support for our follow-up ministry.
Go to our website to contribute. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Tarosovo, Russia.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Re-entry into society is one of the most difficult things for prisoners. Crossroad Bible Institute has been helping make re-entry successful by providing college-level correspondence courses for the inmates. But Crossroad's David Scheringa says this fall, they've started a satellite campus in the Newton, Iowa facility.
This is a first for us because up to this point in the last 22 years, all of our programs have been through distant education. And now we are, for the first time, going to be offering the college-level courses right on site there.
Scheringa says it's a thrilling move that will hopefully expand to benefit even more prisoners.
They're responding very, very well, and the men are very excited about it. They know the importance of education, and this is a Bible college level courses and something that they'll be able to use the rest of their life. So the initial response has been very positive, and the likelihood of this spreading to other prisons seems very much in the realm of possibility.
And the shingle Jimmy Quatch will be hanging at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 06 will read, "Open for Business." He's part of a specialized conference within the conference dealing with business as a missions movement.
Business is more than just a strategy, a way to get into a country, but business can be very much part of the mission itself. We say that we're seeking the economic, spiritual and social vitality of a community in the business mission movement.
The implementation is the tricky part. Quatch explains how the principle works.
An example of that would be people who are creating microfinance opportunities in the developing world and treating the microfinance clients with integrity and respect and the love of Jesus, but also the very work that they're doing in microfinance is creating opportunity for people who don't have jobs and helping them understand that Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.